trying to understand how voices comes into this, because there's certain songs that seem to go with the theme of the theories that I'm going for, but the music videos don't necessarily go with the plot. So I get the same vibes in like Voices and Mira. I get the same vibes from those two. And I'm like, you know, the lyrics of Voices, step out of them voices, break free from the voices in my head. And because of where it's shot, it's like a little abandoned town. I can't say it's the place that they were looking up at when we were in Elevator. So I'm gonna go, let me call them Group A and Group B. So Group A, we're gonna say Group A is the ones who have progressed to IMU, and then Group B are in Elevator. And I'm trying to understand how these guys are like on their second, third song, and with the other group, I'm still trying to figure out where they went after Elevator. It's complicated. It's a mess in my brain. Bear with me. I can barely like literally function. I'm gonna try and speed through this, okay? This is me going Busta Rhymes on y'all, okay? This is about to get wild. I'm about, like, to flow. It's gonna be nonsense. I hope you're ready. It's vibe! Okay, so, if with the way I'm thinking, if you go from IMU and then you jump into the maze, which is then you're in Miro. And I was thinking, because Miro and Victory Song kind of have the same vibe of being within a corrupt city and going through like the most. But I get a feeling of like, listen to this Victory Song, and it doesn't go for me with Group A. Like if they're coming from IMU and they're trying to discover the music that they're trying to make, which means they're jumping into the industry, which is going to be the maze for me in this, like, in this world that I'm building. So you like music industry, Miro, jumping into the Miro, you get there, you find out it's really corrupt, and the way up is just dark. Like, this is a mess, this is messy. You don't know where to start, you don't know what you're doing, you don't know how to get to where you want to go. And then they decide that this is a mess, then they jump out and they get into their elevator, whatever the hell we're calling it. They get into the elevator to kind of like, you know, get some fresh air out of there. And I think Group B for me has to be in Victory Song, because if like they looked up to the city, and I think somehow when they're not showing us, they somehow made it to the city. And when they got to the city, they found out that it was corrupt. But it works in their favor, because they stuck with what they were being taught. They stuck with the industry and the things they were being told to do. So they have, like, guaranteed success. And now that they're in the industry, same industry that Group A is in, but Group B has a very different experience. So they're not complaining about the corruptness. They're in it and they're having fun because it's working in their favor, which would then explain to me why it's more a Victory Song and why it's more like a vibe and why they're just like having fun with this. And they're like, yeah, we don't care. Like, we just, you know, we're in this. They're feeling this in their core. And yeah, so somewhere after there's a whole part where Chan talks about how they went through the Miro, something, and then you go to side effects after that, which is Yellowwood, and then there's a whole road less traveled. And then they do actually show us like two parallels in side effects, which I think is kind of like, wait, did I say Busta Rhymes and then start talking like a normal person? I'm a fraud. Sorry about that. Clickbait and shit. Anyway, the two parallels, and then there's a part where you can see the others in the bus, and then the others are in like, what do you call those cars? The cars where there's no windows. Yeah, let's call them. I don't know what they're called. Somebody smart. I want to call it a safari car. I have no idea what that means, but let's say they're in a safari car and the other guys are in a very nice luxury bus, and the bus driver literally keeps popping up. Like, guys, I have... my brain is melting. I'm gonna try stop with this when we get to, like, God's menu. But anyway, let's say they've gone to Yellowwood, and then they're experiencing different things in Yellowwood because they're traveling on different routes. And the other guys are obviously going through the most. Their emotions are getting the best of them because the road is rough. Like, the industry road is rough. Because I'm taking this as the music journey. It's tough as hell for them. Like, they're just like, what is happening? People are not accepting whatever it is they're offering, but they're, like, being risky at the same time, and they're, like, trying to do the most, and they're trying to do their, like, utmost best. But they keep going anyway. You know, they keep going. You can still see the keys and whatnot. And then I think from then, the other guys are, like, literally just, like, blissfully sleeping. Okay, they just, like, whatever. Like, what, suffering, what's that? From Side Effects, we go into, geez, where do we go from Side Effects? We go to Astronaut. Did I forget Astronaut? I think we go to, wait, isn't Astronaut after Double Knot? I think we do Double Knot, and then we go to Astronaut. I love those songs, by the way. I love those songs. I mean, literally, I'm a freak for those songs. But okay, let's assume peacefully. Let's peacefully, without me losing my mind, let's go with the whole, okay, they've gone from Side Effects, and then they unlock the next door. And for me, I'm not, like, trying to think of other theories, like, of like, other things they're trying to symbolize in this, because I don't want to go into that deep. Like, sure, I think they sometimes use other stories to tell, to kind of, like, tell the story that they're trying to tell. And for me, that story is their music journey more than anything. So yeah, I'm gonna say they go into Double Knot, because so that's when there's a whole lot of, like, broken compass thing, and it's, like, emphasized. And for me, I'm like, okay, they can't seem to be getting to where they want to be, right? And is that because there's a broken compass? Hey, did you feel that? I felt I was about to do, like, a whole, my mouth was losing me. But anyway, they're following a broken, again, breathe, you're not Busta Rhymes, you can do this, pep talk over, all right, broken, they're following a broken compass, and then they're not getting to where they want. And that's with, it could be they, I'm talking about the music videos just not having, like, a clear path as to, like, where do we go from where. And we, like, we just keep guessing that this is the jump, this is, they came from there to go there, and they came from there. But also they're not telling us that, okay, the compass is broken. And is this for group one only, like group A? You know, they have goals that they want to reach, they have things that they want to do, but obviously it's taking them so long to get there. Is it because it's genuinely hard? And of course it's hard, but on top of that is the fact that they're using a broken compass. Is that part of the problem? Like, is that's probably the major problem. Like, if you're lost somewhere and you're trying to go somewhere and then your compass is, like, broken, you're not gonna get anywhere unless you're really smart, you know. But anyway, talking about tightening your double knot, you know, really serious people say that they're trying to, so because of the lyrics, I'm gonna say it's group A. They've gone through the tough times in Side Effects, Yellowwood. They go into Double Knot. They're like, you know, my decision, my life. And they were like, we're independent. Stay the F away from us. We don't need this. What's up? But anyway, yeah, they're going, they're becoming stronger as the whole thing is going, even though they're not getting to where they want. They keep going because it's all about the drive. You know, it's all about their drive. It's all about wanting to go wherever you want to go. And even if the compass is broken, you're like, if you want to get there, you'll make it happen somehow. Double Knot, we're going into Astronaut. I love That song. Literally love it. Like, I am living for Astronaut. I say this about all of their songs, so maybe don't listen to me. But you know these like lyrics translations, because I don't speak Korean. I mean, I understand a bit, but I'm not like a Korean native speaker. Anyway, I had to go through translations for this, but then there's part in the lyrics where they talk about I'll explore right now, I'm brave, go anywhere, find the stars, not scared of anything. Yeah, and in the music video, you do see them moving around a lot. There's a whole lot of movement. They use pretty much the same locations for like before God's Menu. Most of the locations for most of their music videos are the same. Like, you can see the same rooftop, you can see a lot of similar things. And I was thinking, is that because they're trying to hint to us like the correlation in the music videos, or because they were working on a budget? I'm gonna go with working on a budget. So, yeah, they are exploring. And as they're exploring, they keep finding people that look like them. Like little boards, clones. And because they kind of like stand stiff. And there's part where Hyunjin like finds like clones of like Sungmin, Lino, and IN. And then like they're not moving, but then IN is like the only one twitching. And I'm like, does this relate to the fact that all the way in the back, like in the beginning, IN was the one who was like swapped, sort of? Is he like that bitch? Is he unique? Is he special? Is he the chosen one? Is that what they're trying to hint to us? Does he have something in him that makes him different from everybody else? Stray Kids trying to kill me. Anyway, so I was like thinking about how they don't feel up, like sometimes in the music industry they might not feel up to speed with everyone else. So that might, go for me with how they've been swapped out with the clones and the others. Wait, what am I saying? Literally, what am I actually saying? Let's take a breather. Ah, wait, should we take this breather to go to sing Astronaut? Astronaut. Take off, doo 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 doo. Hey, oh, doo good. Oh, I'm gonna mess the Korean lyrics up, and then I'm gonna be that girl. Let's not do that. Not today. Not today. We're having a good day today. This is me taking a breather, by the way. Okay, I wrote some notes about this, so let me read them. So I'm not sure if this may talk about how, like, I'm gonna start from where I talk about how IN, is the one who reaches out to Hyunjin and his fingers twitch. And I said in the notes that this reminds me of how IN saw himself back in District 9 before he ran out of the bus to wherever he went. So I'm not sure if this may talk about how sometimes in such things with groups and the music industry, others might not always feel up to speed with everyone else, which might explain how him being swapped out with the clone and the others being seen leaving Astronaut through the door while leaving him behind is symbolic to how he might have felt left out or out of place and didn't really belong. And like in Side Effects, where Hyunjin was almost left sleeping in the grass, like this is different because IN has been replaced. Like, there's probably someone else in his place, or it's like a shell of himself. Like, he feels like he is not up to speed with everybody else, and he feels like he still has a lot of catching up to do. And he's not really himself. This is getting really deep very fast. But yeah, maybe it's figurative, maybe it's just something else that they had in mind. But yeah, Astronaut is a bop. So then we go from Astronaut to, what's the song after that? Is it Lavender? You never wanted anything as much as you never thought of feeling. I'ma stay, I promise I'ma stay. I don't know like all the lyrics, but I'ma stay. So the song of generations, Lavender. Isn't it weird? I say lavender in the beginning and it's like lavender, and I'm like, are they trying to hint to me that that was actually lavender? I don't know, it probably has like a deeper meaning or whatever. I'm too lazy to find out. So, with lavender, it's kind of like they get to a point. Let's not look at the music videos, let's say the two groups, the two parallels, have gone through so many different things, and they decide at some point. We're still trying to find, like, group A is still trying to find what they think is unique to them. They don't want to be like everybody else. Like, they don't want to be like group B. They want to be themselves. They want to do like what goes in line with their beliefs. So this is right before we go into God's menu, which is where I said I'll be stopping today. So the keys are finally like leading them to this door, and they're destroying things. Like in Lavender, it just looks a mess. Like everything's blowing aside. There's moons merging. There's like flipping cars. There's like men dressed beautifully, rapping beautifully, singing beautifully, being beautiful. It's a vibe. On a serious note, not really. Who takes this thing seriously? They keep talking about I needed to find me. Now I know the key was inside of me all along. And it's kind of like the keys might not have been like a physical thing, like less a physical thing and more an emotional thing. Like the keys was symbolic to the things they wanted to unlock and find. So every time they unlocked a door, it was more like finding themselves or finding themselves within the music that they were making. And at some point, they're like by Lavender, they just kind of like realize maybe I'm the answer to like every single thing that I've been looking for. Maybe I just need to dig deep into myself to find what it is I really want. Like the music that I want to make, let it be unique to only me and personal to only me. Yeah, like people are not gonna like it, but okay, that's what's up. As long as I feel good about it, as long as it fully represents me. So, yeah, they've been looking for themselves basically, because if you've been like if the keys you've been looking for, but then turns out that you were the key, you know, you've been looking for yourself the whole time. It's just kind of like the answer to who am I? I am not whatnot, the series, you know, smart people know it, whatever, that's for another day. So the moon's merging, I took that as more. They discovered that maybe who they truly represent also has bits from the other guys, from the other parallels. They have bits from where they started, like the system where they started. They take bits of what they learned there and mix it with what they have discovered, make a fusion. And you know what comes out of that fusion? Tang, 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 do, 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 do. God's menu. You go into God's menu, and the whole song is literally explaining how this is their tang, this is a unique flavor, unique to only them. They're giving you know, something that hasn't been given before. This is, they finally found their sound. They finally found what they represent. Like the keys, we're done with the keys. They are the keys, period, with the T at the end. Yeah, and then God's menu just kind of like seals the deal, and it's like, whoa, you guys, your sound is really just kind of like giving me all of that. Not that all their music before wasn't giving all of that, but also God's menu is a bop. It's just ridiculous. It's the reason I became a stay. But yeah, so you get to God's menu, and then tang tang tang, happiness. Finding ourselves, discovering ourselves, feels like a new world. Portals. I feel like the next stage of this conversation is portals. And I'll get into portals, but not today. My brain is already fried. Like, I think anyone who's listening to this knows this already. My brain fried. Completely fried. Fried by 8 men. Thank you. admin for frying my brain. This has been great. Talking to myself is always a blast. I love this. So if anyone's listened to this, thank you for listening. I guess the glitches, it's part of the matrix. Peace, bye, have a great life.